it's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here at the Irish Yard just outside of Milroy for Section 3A baseball playoffs. Bart, it's La Caparo Valley and Dawson, boy.
Seems like we just played each other not too long ago, yep. Paul.
That's going to be a great game between these two teams. Both teams know each other pretty well, don't they?
Well, they've played twice already this year. They played, four times last year? So, yes, in the last 3 years, there's been a lot of battles between Dawson Boyd and La Caparo.
Of course, these two teams played for the section championship right here on this very field last year, and La Caparo beat Dawson Boyd twice to go to the state tournament.
Yes, they did, and I'm sure that's in the back of Dawson's mind. And with this being an elimination game, we're far from the championship game, but nobody wants to go home yet.
That's right. This is an elimination game, as Bart mentioned. Dawson Boyd lost to RTR last night, a game you heard right here on Q92 from Yankee Field in Milroy, 9-2, and La Caparo Valley beat McRae the other night, 6-2.
Yeah, and that was the only game that was played in the area because of all that rain. So they were fortunate, which really, I think, gives them an advantage, especially going forward. You know, La Caparo, if they win this game tonight, they're going to have a bit of an advantage because those other teams had to play last night. And, of course, that shrinks your wait time for your with the pitch count.
Okay. Well, let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. I'll do Dawson Boyd if you want to do La Caparo, Bart.
Awesome.
For the Blackjacks, they are 16-3. Their 15-game win streak was snapped last night against RTR in that 9-2 win over the Knights. Here's your starting lineup, State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Leading off for Dawson Boyd, they are the visiting team. They're in the left field is Cam Sather. Batting second and pitching is Colton Boffin. Batting third and playing third base. Third base is Tegan Long. Nate Hansen is batting fourth and playing shortstop. Grayson Olsen is catching and batting fifth. Batting sixth, Bo Johnson. He'll be out in center field. Colin Olsen playing first base. He's batting seventh. Batting eighth and DHing is Holland Shocker. And Eli Olsen is batting ninth. Second base. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks.
All right, for your... They are the home team, 11-7 on the year. A very familiar lineup, leading off shortstop Dylan Kimig. Number two spot center fielder Davis Patzer. Batting third is the first baseman Brock Bjornhild. The cleanup hitter is the catcher Landon Weber. Batting fifth is the third baseman Gavin Meyer. In the sixth slot is the left fielder Brant Schomer. Batting seventh is the right fielder Tyler Earp. Today's pitcher is Matthew Arndt, batting in the eighth spot, and Gavin Mortensen playing second base will round it out for Darby Bjorgan's La Caparo Valley Eagles.
All right, that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, and that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a commercial break and be back with the first pitch between the Blackjacks and the Eagles here in Section 3A baseball.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. section sports coverage on Q92, brought to you by P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling, Wolfslager Concrete, Heather Nursery and Floral, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, NB Golf Cars, B&B Electrical Contractors, Duck Service Submarine, Appleton Area Health, Ryan Smith Seeds, CCM Health, Kluber Law Office, B. Johnson Electric, Grace Haven Assisted Living. Section Sports brought to you by Gistelson's Hardware, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Canby Meat Center, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Oz Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Chris Wodzinski for House, Lee Motor Company, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, City Hall Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Farmers Grain, Tufty Auto and Sales, Klein Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Edward Jones and Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Cargill, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prince Bank, Greater Community Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet, UFP Minneota, The Strand Agency, The Dryer Doctors. Section Sports on Q92 also brought to you by Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Wow Auto Wash, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Culligan, Purus, Tron Tossel Seeds, Cabot's Chiropractic Center, KB's Bar and Grill, House of Spirits, Mattress Barn, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Albert Insurance Agency, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Schipple Mutual Fire Insurance. Section Sports brought to you by Fixin Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, AGP, State Bank of Taunton, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Larson Tiling, American Surplus, Olson Dray Service, Minnesota West Community College, Dawson Dairy Queen, Citizens Alliance Bank, and Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.
Hi, this is Doug at Larson Tiling in Dawson. I hope this finds you all happy and healthy and looking forward to a prosperous year. I know things haven't been as well as they should be and been a little discouraging last year with the rising input costs and declining commodity prices, but remember, tough times are only temporary. Like Rod D. Atkins' song says, if you're going through hell, keep on going. Don't slow down. Even with when the margins are slim, tiling can make the difference between breaking even and making a profit. Give us a call at Larson Tiling, 320-769-2596. Tiling doesn't cost, it pays. God bless our law enforcement and military.
All right, welcome back to Milroy. And Bart, how did these two teams get here?
Well, last Saturday was the opening round. Dawson Boyd, the number one seed in the North, they won their first game 10-0 over Renville County West. Lacaparo, they were the number four seed. They beat Canby 6-3. And then these two teams faced off. Dawson Boyd got the best of Lacaparo that day 7-2. That kept them in the winner's back bracket and dropped Lacaparo down in the loser's bracket. Beat McCray 6-2. Dawson Boyd, that game Tuesday night was, they did not even start it, so it was played last night, and they ended up losing to Russell Tyler Ruthven 9-2. That dropped them down into the loser's bracket, and that's where we are today, Paul. So in order to win the section tournament now, for these two teams, they have to win today, they have to win Saturday, they have to win next Tuesday, and they have to win twice on Thursday.
How many games is
four that? Games in a row. They have to go on a four-game winning streak yet to win this.
If you want to go to the state tournament.
Five-game winning streak. Five-game winning streak.
If they want to go to the state, they need to win five games.
That's right.
See how important it is to stay in the winner's bracket?
It's really, if you can win your first three games in a winner's bracket, you're down to the final three, and that's always a great thing. So,
all right. They're going to play the national anthem here in a second. And Josh Koblish, the PA announcer, I don't know if you can hear him in the background. He does a great job. And we'll take a commercial break here as they play the national anthem. And we'll be back here with more Section 3A baseball from the Irish Yard in Milroy right after this.
American Surplus, East Highway 7, Montevideo, is a producer of the world-famous Ice Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho, right?
Looking for a hands-on tech career with flexibility and remote work potential? The Computer and Networking Technician Program at Minnesota West trains you to solve hardware, software, and networking issues. Classes are offered in a hybrid format with flexible scheduling and in-person labs at the Jackson and Granite Falls campuses. Start your computer and networking career today at mnwest.edu.
Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like Chicken Strip Basket. How about the $7 meal deals? Cones, sundaes, royal treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day. Citizens Alliance Bank is a proud supporter of all area teams. At Citizens Alliance Bank, our priority is to keep your money at home to help our communities grow and prosper. We offer a full range of products that are consistently evolving to meet the changing needs of our customers. Visit us online at citizensalliancebank.com or at one of our locations for more information. Citizens Alliance Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Welcome back to the Irish Yard. Beautiful ballpark here just outside of Milroy Park.
It is awesome. It's like a minor league park. I was just shocked. I think they added more computer screens and more cameras to this park because there's a big board. There's like six computer screens that they can run and take angles from all over the field.
Yeah, they got a huge video screen out in right field. It's fantastic. And an old-fashioned scoreboard like out at Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Yeah, the person, I feel bad for them. Well, they got some lawn chairs out there, and then they go and put up the manually put up the scores. It's awesome.
Yep. All right. Well, the Eagles, the flip of coin, got home team. So they're out the field first, and Dawson Boyd will bat. Here we go, Bart.
Yeah,
elimination
Matthew
game.
Arndt, the senior lefty, is on the mound. Paul, he's only thrown 15 innings and given up. He's got a 3.73 ERA, 17 Ks, and 18 walks in those 15 innings.
All right, here's your first pitch of this Section 3A ball game, and it's down low for a ball to Cam Sather.
I was going to say Matthew has an above-average curveball, a decent fastball, but what he has to do is throw strikes. That's obviously a no-brainer.
Arndt in his windup, and the pitch, there's a fly ball to right field, and giving chases, Earp, and he goes out of play. DeLong, fly ball hit by Sather down the right, out in the right field, foul.
Yeah, he definitely pulled that one, got all of that. Cam has got some power, and he's also very fast. If he can hit the gap, we saw him last year have two triples in a game.
Here's the one ball, one strike pitch, that's high for ball two. And we even, I remember this, the scoreboard out there gives the pitch count along with the how fast the pitcher is throwing the ball.
Yeah, they've got it all here.
There's a fly ball right field, and Earp out there underneath of it makes the catch for your first out.
There's a can of corn, yeah. He only took a couple steps back and sat right on the ball. Easy out for Tyler Earp out there in right.
So we get to see how fast, but man, that they have behind home plate, and it registers up on the big jumbotron out here in right field. Well, here's Colton Boffin. Colton will be pitching for the Blackjacks, and the pitch is high for ball. Colton is just a sophomore. He came in relief yesterday in that loss to RTR.
He's a big kid.
Matt just graduated from Lac La Parle Valley. Here's a pitch down low for ball two. 2-0. We got a great vantage point. I love broadcasting here.
We are literally like 5 feet from the field. It's awesome.
And right next to the La Caprile Valley dugout, down the first baseline, there's a shot to left field. That's going to drop.
Oh! Did he drop it?
He dropped. No, he caught it.
Okay.
Oh, Schomer.
Oh, my gosh. That was an ESPN top 10. He was ranging to his right and had to dive. First, I thought maybe it kind of got out of his glove because he buckled underneath on top of the ball, but he lifted his glove up for the out.
Brant Schomer. In left field, I thought for sure that ball is going to drop in there for a base hit.
And if that gets by him, that'd be an easy double.
So two outs now in the top of the first, and here's Tegan Long. And the pitch is high and away. Nice diving catch there by Schomer. I don't think I've seen so many diving catches in baseball and softball this year.
There have been a lot of great defensive plays.
Next pitch, ground ball, base hit, left field by Tegan Long. First hit of the ball game.
Well, they're going out. They're an aggressive team. They like to swing at strikes early. The curveball for Matthew, the last one registered at 60 miles an hour. He's probably got about a 70, 72-mile-an-hour fastball, so not overpowering. But it's his curveball, I think, that's going to get his outs today.
So there's two outs, and here's Nate Hansen, the shortstop.
Not a real big lead with the left-handed pitcher.
Throw over the first, and Tegan gets back. Got to apologize to the Dawson Boyd fans listening. The Blackjacks, most of them dyed their hair blonde, and I got mixed up yesterday of who was who.
They
all look the same. And here's pitch outside to Nate Hansen.
So Tegan has about a two-step lead on first base with the lefty, and a lot of times you can still be aggressive. You just go on first motion, Paul, if you want to steal.
No score, top of the first inning. Dawson Boyd and La Caprile Valley in an elimination game. Here's Arnt Fitch, ground ball, hit the short. Kymig fields it, flips it over to Gavin Mortensen at second. And there's your third out.
So they end up with just the one hit in the inning, and Matthew Arnt did a nice job of throwing strikes.
No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first. The Eagles coming to bat. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from the Irish Yard.
Kerry Harding and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are dedicated to the success of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Southwest Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listing area.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at the Irish Yard, Section 3A Baseball. Well, here come the Eagles up the bat here for the first time.
Well, we saw Matthew Arnt throw strikes, and that's critical. You know, my keys to this game, Paul, you can't give the other team free runners. You can't walk them, hit them, or have errors, because both teams are very fast and run the bases well. So the pitcher that does the best job of keeping free runners off the bases will most likely be the winner today.
All right. And on the mound for Dawson Boyd is a sophomore, Colton Boffin. Colton's a tall right-hander. Behind the plate, Grayson Olson. Colin Olson's at first. Eli Olson at second. Hansen's at short. Long's at third. Sather's out in left. Bo Johnson in center field. Ashton Schwendra gets to start today out in right for the Blackjacks.
Well, Boston's got a tall order. I'm going to give you the stats, the averages of the first four hitters in the Eagles lineup: 347, 344, 414, and 365. And that's just the first four batters in the Eagles lineup. So they are a team that can put the bat on the ball.
All right, Colton Boffin. Grayson Olson goes out to chat with him a little bit before he throws his first pitch here to Dylan Kymig. Kymig, Patzer, and Bjornheld. And here we go in the bottom of the first, no score.
I'm getting some stats from Game Changer, and it looks like Colton's thrown only 11 innings this year so far.
And the pitch, first pitch to Dylan Kymig is the ball.
It looked like it was right down the middle. But he has not given up an earned run in those 11 innings.
Colton in his windup and the pitch. And fouled back by Kaimig.
I think he's got good velocity. He kind of drops down just a little bit, not quite three-quarter, but you see that night ball tails right in on a right-handed hitter.
Boffin delivers, and that's outside for ball two. I want to thank our premier sponsor for Section Sports, UFP Mineota.
That is awesome. Thank you.
2-1 count. The Kaimig. Strike two called by the home plate umpire. Just two umpires here in this. They're dressed in their baby blues.
Yeah. I think once they get to that winner's bracket game on Saturday, I'm sure we'll have three umpires.
2-2 count. Ooh. Oh, it hits him right in the back, and ooh, you heard the thud. That's going to leave a mark. Did you hear the thud?
I did hear the thud.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, I talked about that keys to the game, so now you get the leadoff hitter on who has exceptional speed for the Eagles. And Davis Patcher is a very good hitter, has a couple home runs on the year.
The winner will play Saturday afternoon at 2:30, right yard. The loser packs it up.
Sounds like my trip to the dentist. I went there at 2:30.
From the stretch now, Colton Boffin pitching to Davis Patcher. And Patcher's pitch is down low. Davis has had a nice season for the Eagles, hasn't he?
Yeah, 344, and he's got 19 RBIs, which is second on the team to Bjorn Eld's 20.
Kaimig with his lead at first. Boffin checking him out. And the pitch to Patcher is a strike at the knees.
That's a good pitcher. Nice fastball at the knees.
Well, before the game, we had a little light drizzle on us the whole time I've been here. Now it's stopped.
Yeah, it's actually ideal. You don't have to worry about the sun being in your eyes. It's not windy.
Here's the 1-1 pitch from Colton Boffin. Throw over the first. Time he gets back.
With the 1-1 pitch here, I'm guessing they will probably send Kaimig, the right-handed pitcher, so he can get a pretty good jump at first, Paul.
Davis Patcher at the plate. One ball, one strike to Patcher. Boffin's pitch and pop foul out of play over the first base dugout. Strike two to Patcher.
I think this is the first time I've seen Colton pitch. The games that we had last year that we covered, it was either Thompson last year or Tigan or Nate.
Yeah, the Blackjacks and the Eagles have played, what, twice this year?
This will be number three, yes.
1-2 pitch, called strike three.
That was one I think Davis wants back because that was a fastball right down the middle.
One out.
And he's a little upset with himself walking off.
Here's Brock Bjornell, and Brock can hit the ball a long ways.
Yeah, that home run.
How many home runs does he have?
He's got three, but technically four if he would have touched home plate.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He missed home plate and got called for a triple. Throw over to first. Oh, they got Kaimig in the hot box, and he's going to be out.
That was a nice pickup. He had a big lead. You know, like I said, I was surprised he didn't go when Patcher's batting. Well, they weren't going to waste any more time. They were going to send him on that first pitch, and Boffin just stepped off and threw it over there, and they had him dead to right.
So Kaimig broke for second, and Boffin threw it over there to first, and then Colin Olson down to either Hanson or Olson to take him out. Here's Bjornell, pitches a strike. We got a good angle. It's right at the knees, the umpires.
Yeah, we really can see the right-handed hitter as well. We're talking about Bjornell's power, that home run he hit Saturday. My God, that went a long ways.
Pitch in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike to Brock Bjornell, just graduated from Lacapral Valley.
When we interviewed Nate Hanson, he was a player of the game. He goes, yeah, I didn't know if that ball was ever going to land.
1-1 pitch, down low. What's Brock going to do next year, do you know?
He's going to go play baseball.
Oh, he is?
Yes, okay. And I got to remember where it's at.
Okay. Oh, well, good for him. Two balls, one strike to Bjornell. And that's strike two. Nobody on base for the Eagles. No score between the Blackjacks and the Eagles here.
Yeah, he's batting 414, leads the team with 20 RBI.
2-2 pitch. Pop fell way out of play.
Got into that one.
That's in the bean field or corn field
over
there.
I'm not sure what kind of field it is, but it's a long ways over there.
That was a 67-mile-an-hour fastball.
That's surprising. It looks like he's got a little more zip on that.
Here's the pitch. Down low. We got a full count with 74. Two outs.
I would say he looks like he throws about mid-70s. That one was 74.
Griffin Eppelma for Montevideo, he throws in the 80s.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch, ball four. Walked him.
Well, that just points out how big that pickoff was, because had they not picked Dylan Kymig off, they'd have first and second with just one out and a good hitter up to bat.
Yep. Here's Landon Weber, number four batter for Lacapaw Valley, with Bjornell at first base.
He's batting 365 on the year, Paul. Got four doubles and one home run. The first one of the year, because I called it. Even though it should have been the second one.
Well, we're in the bottom of the first inning. No score between Dawson Boyd and Lacapaw Valley. Glad you're with us on Q92. Bjornell with his lead at first base. Weber at the plate. Here's the pitch. And that's ball outside. The game after this one, Mineota will play Murray County Central in an elimination game.
That should be a heck of a game as well.
Here's the pitch to Weber. That's down low. Ball two to Landon.
We should get on. We got Gavin Meyer in the on-deck circle. He's had a good year. Just a sophomore.
No score here. We're in the bottom of the first. Colton Bothan, the sophomore right-hander, delivers to Weber. And that's a strike.
There we go. We're good. Now we go. Let's go. Everyone.
Yeah, he's got good form. And you keep that ball right at the knees, Paul. That's going to be tough for the Eagles to connect on.
Yeah, we got a side view of the strike zone, actually.
Yeah, those strikes are catching right at the kneecap.
Oh, I felt the raindrop.
I did, too.
Not good. Two balls, one strike here to Landon. Big pitch here for Colton Bothan. Here it is. Swing and a miss for strike two. Two strikes, two balls to Landon.
Well, good time to steal if you have confidence in Brock Bjornell. If it's anything close with two strikes and two outs, he's got to swing at it.
Bjornell with a good lead at first base. 2-2 pitch coming to Weber. Here it is. And that's ball three, a full count.
I know for sure Brock will be off on the pitch here. It's actually not a bad time to throw over to first, too, because sometimes you get them leaning a little bit.
Yep, just like it happened to Kymig.
Well,
full count pitch coming here to Landon Weber. And here's the pitch. There goes the runner. And
swing
he swing and miss. And strikeout number two in that inning for Colton Bothan.
Yeah, Colton did a nice job.
No runs for Lacapaw Valley. No hits.
Nope, no hits.
No errors. And one runner left on base. We're going to go to the top of the second here at the Irish Yard. Dawson Boyd nothing. Lacapaw Valley nothing. We'll be right back.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing insulation machine that sucks out the old insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
All right, Paul Raymond, Bart Hill back here, Section 3A Baseball. We completed one inning, no score, Bart.
That's right. Nice pickoff by Colton Bothan in that first inning to kind of...
And here's Grayson Olson. Hits a high fly ball to center field and an easy catch there for Patzer.
Yeah, one pitch, one out. It's almost like the ball's a little dead, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, it's kind of heavy air, really.
Yeah, they're not really traveling very far.
It's in the center fielder for Dawson Boyd. He's hit very well this summer, or this spring, for the Black Specs. And Arntz Pitts pops it up behind home plate. Behind us, but cover your head, Bart, so we don't get hit. Oh, it dropped right behind us. We need people to protect us.
That's what we got Diana Smith for.
There's a strike here to Bo Johnson, and oh, almost hit him in the foot, or did it?
Nope,
it didn't.
It bounced right in front of the plate.
This is a very unique field here. Oh, what, four or five miles outside of Milroy,
yeah,
right off Highway 19?
Yeah, it is just really cool.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, and there's a shot. Shortstop Kaimig fields it, throws the first. What
nice
a play.
Well, he ranged all the way behind second base to pick that up and did not have much time to sit on that ball. He got rid of it out of his glove really quick to get it out there.
And Bo Johnson can run fast, and a nice defensive play by the Eagles shortstop, Dylan Kaimig. Right behind the bag, it looked like almost, huh? He covered a lot of ground there.
He did. Well, he's very quick. He's got quick feet.
Two outs, and here's Colin Olson, the first baseman for Dawson Boyd. We're in the top of the second, and no score. There's a shot to left on the first pitch from Arndt. Second hit of the game for Dawson Boyd.
You know, that's one thing I've noticed from covering Dawson Boyd. Their 7, 8, and 9 hitters seem to always contribute.
Matthew Arndt, the left-hander, will pitch to Holland Shocker, the designated hitter.
He's got some game-changer stats. Looks like he's batting .211 on the year.
Runner at first is Colin Olson with his base hit to left for the Blackjack. Here's the pitch to Shocker, and he hits a high fly ball to Patser. Patser going back, and looks like he'll make the catch, and does. That was a quick inning.
It was. Not very many pitches.
No runs for Dawson Boyd. One hit by Colin Olson. No errors. And Olson's left at first base. We'll take a break. You're listening to Blackjack and Eagle Baseball right here on Q92.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Canby Farmers Grain Company with locations in Astoria, Porter, Canby, and Dawson. Farmers, they can handle all your feed needs, including on-staff nutritionists with multiple different feed companies. Give them a call at 507-223-7236. Check their website out at cfgrain.com for all the information you will need. That's cfgrain.com. That's Canby Farmers Grain Company.
All right, Lacapar Valley, Dawson Boyd, no score, bottom of the second inning. And it's going to be Gavin Meyer, Brant Schomer, and Tyler Earps, the first three batters for Lacapar Valley to face Colton Bothan.
His second inning of work. He threw 22 pitches in that first inning.
Here's the first pitch to Meyer, and it's down low. Gavin playing third base at the plate. And Bothan is wind up, and the pitch swung on and fouled back for strike one. They have, like we mentioned earlier, an old-fashioned scoreboard in left field and a big video here at the Irish Yard.
They got it all. Big wall and green monster in center field.
And the pitch, that's just bonus more for the pitch, for the batter, right?
Yeah, correct, because otherwise you
have
a lot of open sky back there.
You don't have to hit it over that, do you, in center field?
No, you just get above that yellow line, I believe, because that goes across.
Pitch down low, ball three to Meyer.
That was close, a little bit low below the knees. I think Colton would have wanted that one.
Three balls, one strike. And that's strike two to Gavin. Nice fastball there by Colton Bothan.
Yeah, he doesn't throw over the top. He's got good movement on his fastball. And so far, unless he's throwing a different kind of fastball, it's just been fastballs.
Full count pitch, ball four. Eagles have a base runner to start the bottom of the second. No score.
Well, for the second inning in a row, they got their leadoff hitter on.
Got a quick update from you from Marshall in the Section 3A Softball Championship. Wabasso leading Edgerton in the fourth inning, 4-1. And Wabasso in the driver's seat there, so if they win that game, they're going to the state tournament.
Yeah.
All right. From the stretch, Colton Bothan, and the pitch is a strike call to Schomer, who made a great diving catch in the first inning.
We'll see if they try to play some small ball here in the bottom of the second inning.
Meyer with his lead at first base. They picked timing off in the first inning. There's a pitch inside. Ooh, the Dawson fans not liking that call.
Yeah, he's got a nice run on his ball. Like I said, it tails into a right-handed hitter. And so it's barely missing that inside part of the play, but effective pitch. Those are hard to hit.
Bothan from the stretch, checks the runner. Here's the pitch. And that's down low to Schomer. Brant, got any batting stats there for Schomer?
I do. Brant Schomer is batting .389 on the year.
Wow.
He's got 11 RBIs and also has walked 10 times.
Throw over to first. Ooh, and Meyer gets back. You don't want to be caught leaning.
No. He scored 15 runs. It looks like that is the fourth highest on the team, so he is scoring some runs for the Eagles.
Two balls, one strike, the Brant Schomer. And a pitch. And that's the ball. 3-1 to Schomer. Tyler Earp waiting his turn on deck.
Dawson Boyd, if you're wondering, used both Nate Hansen and Tygan Long last night, so they are unavailable to pitch in the case if they had to go to someone else in relief.
Three balls, one strike. Ground ball. Hit the short. Nate Hansen throws it to second for the force. That's the only one they're going to get.
Yeah, that was just hit too slow, and Nate did the right thing. He didn't rush it because we're not going to get two out of that, especially with the speed of Schomer. So it's about a three-hopper. He just sat on it, made a nice little soft toss to the second baseman for the first out.
Yep, get the sure out, right?
Yep.
Don't need to rush it.
No, it's hard to get double plays. A lot of times in high school, you just don't have the arm strength to beat these fast runners. So you get the first out, the most important out. Now what is going on here?
Darren Swenson, the coach, came out to visit with the home plate umpire to ask him to check with the base umpire about something.
I'm guessing it had to do with the slide into second base. If there is any kind of interference, then they automatically call the runner out that's going to first base. They're gesturing their hands. The base ump is pointing towards second. And that's the right thing to do.
Yes.
No, I'm just saying, if you slide into second base... And
like
you
Claire get, did?
Yeah, you cannot slide into the fielder if you do that. They can call interference and it's another play.
Okay.
But I don't think that was the case because...
That's what down the home plate umpire is going to talk with Coach Swenson.
Yeah. It was actually a fairly close play at second, so he can't get out of the way.
Yeah, Coach Swenson, I think you're right, Bart. That's what Coach Swenson is... asking the players to reverse the call and call it a double play.
And, I like that because he immediately called timeout. He went out to the base ump and explained what the coach wanted, and he was pointing to second base and this and that, so they got it right.
So Coach Swenson back in the third base dugout. At the plate is Tyler Earp. First base is Schomer.
He's got excellent speed. We'll see if they send him. Looks like he's leaning.
And the throw to first. And, that was close, huh?
It was close. They're not getting a huge lead over there, Paul.
Nope.
I'd say a 2.5-step lead is all.
The throw was right at the base.
Yeah, which is where you want to put it. So,
nice throw by Bothan, the pitcher, to first base.
I'm thinking they've got to send a runner here pretty soon.
Tyler Earp at the plate for Lacaparle Valley. No score. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Elimination game. There's a ground ball to the right side of the field. Colin Olson, the first baseman, fields it. He's not going to have a play. He's like in no man's land there.
Yeah. What he needed to do is just let the second baseman pick that up because the first baseman, Colton Bothan, was coming over to cover. But by the time Colin picked it up, he was moving towards second base. And when he spun around, he had no chance. I think, like I said, if they would have left Eli Olson pick that up, he would have had an easier throw. And I think they probably would have had time to get Tyler Earp out.
So Lacaparle Valley with a threat here in the bottom of the second, just one out, runners on first and second. And batting is the number 8 batter, the pitcher, Matthew Arndt, takes the first pitch of strike.
Well, he can help himself out here. You can't complain about the offense if you're a pitcher if you don't help with the offense, and that's what he can do right here.
Schomer at second, Earp at first. Matt Arndt at the plate, the pitch. And that's a strike.
Eli Olson is holding Schomer a little bit at second, and Colin Olson at first base, he's playing up on the edge in the grass with one out.
Nobody, no score yet, but the Eagles threatening here. Blackjack's trying to, trying to get a double play to end the inning. Here's the pitch from Bothan. That's low and gets away from Grayson Olsen a little bit, but the runners stay put.
Yeah. It just popped out of his glove a little bit to the third base dugout. No chance for Schomer to advance, but that was about 2 inches below the knees, and Matt has some tall knees, so good pitch by Bothan, but he didn't go after it.
Here's the throw to second. Ooh, and Schomer just gets back.
Yeah, sometimes you see those plays go in the outfield, and you don't want to have that lead runner get to third base with just one out.
One ball, two strikes here to Matt Arndt.
He's got a big lead now at second base.
Sure.
Hearing him.
Here's the pitch. Pop foul out of play over the grandstand. The old-fashioned grandstand with new seats, or fairly new seats. Where did they get them seats? They got them from someplace.
Boston, I think, didn't they?
Boston.
Fenway Park?
Yeah, Fenway Park. Yeah, that's right.
So.
Yeah, you're right.
It's cool. I just love this place.
One ball, two strikes. Here's a ground ball. Hanson, the shortstop, fields it, goes to second for the out to throw to first, and he's pulled off the bag. Safe.
Again, just too slow of a ground ball, so he'll reach on a fielder's choice, but on that play, Schomer goes down to third, so they have first and third, which is always ideal for the Eagles.
So Earp was forced out at second. The ball was hit the short off Arndt's bat.
Courtesy running for the pitcher.
Okay, so Jay Staline will courtesy run. It's not a pinch run. You can run for the pitcher or catcher in the playoffs in the regular season as well.
So with two outs here, let's see what happens. Big moment early in the ball game here. No score, and the Eagles have runners on the corners, and Gavin Mortensen is at the plate. Gavin Mortensen in the line, but there goes the runner. And he's not going to throw it.
Yep. Just did an early break in hopes of getting the pitcher to maybe balk. And Bothan, by the time he saw him, he stepped back and looked towards second. And Paul, he did the right thing. He did not make a throw. Had he threw it down to second, Schomer would have scored.
For Mortensen, he hits it foul down the first base side, out of play. Big at bat here for Lacaparo Valley with no score.
That's right. But, you know, he got two outs. If Bothan can retire Mortensen here, no harm.
Eagles with runners on second and third. Here's the pitch to Mortensen, and that's down low.
That looked like a good pitch right at the knees.
One ball, one strike to Mortensen. Colton Bothan trying to get out of a jam here for Dawson Boyd. The next pitch, ground ball. It's a third fielded nicely there by Tygan Long. He throws the first for the third out.
That was not as easy as it looked. It was a little short hopper right to Tygan. He picked it up and made the throw across the diamond.
No runs on one hit, no errors, and the Eagles leave two on base. We'll go to the top of the third here at the Irish Yard. It's Dawson Boyd nothing, Lacaparo Valley nothing. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball Elimination Game right here on Q92.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
See the Klein Insurance Agency located in the old National Bank building downtown Madison. Call them at 320-3979.
All right, we're back here at the Irish Yard just outside of Milroy, Section 3A Baseball Playoffs Elimination Game. You win this game, you play Saturday right back here. Right now it's 0-0, Bart.
Yeah, so far both teams playing great defense.
Whoa, that was long fly ball, left field out of play by Eli Olson. 9-1 and 2 batters here for Dawson Boyd.
Matthew Arndt got through the first two innings, Paul, on just 17 pitches.
And next pitch is down low to Eli. The Blackjacks have dyed their hair blonde, so it's very difficult. You got to look at the numbers and see who's who. Ooh, that's a ball by the umpire, and Matt didn't like that.
No. That would look like a little, you know, he hasn't been, he's been very consistent right at the knees for both teams. That was just a little bit low and outside.
And there's a fly ball left field, and we got the left fielder out there, Schomer, and he calls it in for the first out.
Yeah, you get those fly balls, that is, those are just really easy outs. And that's one, two, three, four, five of them so far.
You're right. It's just like the air is heavy. Look at the American flag in center field.
Nothing.
It's still. So it looks like the rain has moved on, or the drizzle has moved on. We're going to be good.
It is like an ideal night for ball.
Top of the order, here's dangerous Cam Sather. He had a fly ball to right field with Tyler Earp in his first at-bat.
He's batting 281 on the year.
And next pitch is high.
He's got six triples, Paul.
Yep.
Six triples.
I think I've seen all six of them, too.
I don't think you and I had six triples in our careers combined.
No. Well, he can move. Popped up in the infield. Gavin Meyer to third baseman. No, nobody's there, and it drops in. Oh, my goodness. Miscommunication there.
Yeah, so what happened is it landed right on the mound, or right on the backside of the mound, and Matt was going to get it first, and then he finally threw up his hands like, I don't want it. And Gavin Meyer thought that meant he was going to take it. And he watched Matt, and Matt turned around and watched Gavin, and it just bounced in there harmlessly right behind the pitcher's mound.
So who did he give the air to there?
You're going to give it a base hit because nobody touched it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, a base
That's
hit.
That's one of those that could have been caught, but nobody really went after it.
There's Colton Bothan. He bunts
That's
right in front of home plate. Meyer throws the first, and they get it in the... And what's his face? Sather stays at second.
Yeah, that was a tremendous bunt, but an even better play by Gavin Meyer. He came sprinting up on that and had to pick it up with his bare hand, and he threw an absolute laser to first base to get Bothan on a very close play. So he gets a sacrifice bunt on that, a 5-3 for the second out.
So Sather down at second. Nobody really is covering third.
No, if he would have been looking right away, he could have ran to third.
And here's Tegan Long batting. So the Blackjacks have a runner in scoring position. No score here in the top of the third inning. We play seven.
Tegan had a hit in his first at-bat, so obviously this would...
There goes Sather, and the throw from Weber. He's safe at third, a stolen base.
And I think they called a strike on that. So two strikes. So if Matthew gets this out here, it doesn't matter if he took third. They weren't really holding him with two outs, so he got a good jump. And you're only hoping that he throws it away.
Yep. So Sather at third base now. Tegan Long, 2-0-2 count to Tegan with two outs.
Yeah, he's got a really...
Time called. Time called.
Must have been from Tegan.
Somebody called time.
Yeah, I think Tegan maybe called time, and then the umpire heard him and stepped out and called timeout right away before Matthew could start his windup.
Tegan Long at the plate. Here's the tip pitch. It's high for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Long with Sather at third.
Now, this has been a big at-bat early in the game. We had a chance last inning to get the first run, did not, and now Dawson Boyd does.
One ball, two strikes here to Tegan. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out to end the inning. Nice fastball there. 68 miles per hour fastball.
Matt has really thrown well so far.
So for the Blackjacks there, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Still no score, 0-0. And the Eagles coming to bat here. We'll be right back.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you can't predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can and have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Shelley Bedner, an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Let's work together to help make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 320-321-1426 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
All right, top of the third inning, and Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here, Irish Yard. Good game going on.
Yeah, each team's had an opportunity getting runner in scoring position, but as of yet, we haven't had that big RBI hit. But top of the order, those top four guys are all hitting well, as I mentioned in the first inning.
Top of the order here for the Eagles, Kaimig, Patzer, and Bjorklund. Darby's not going to bat, I can assure you that. Colton Boffin's pitch down low in the dirt to Kaimig.
And pitches through two innings.
What is the pitch count?
You can go up to 115 in a day now.
Okay.
So we've got a ways
because
to go.
Because it's playoffs?
Correct.
There's 1-1 pitch. There's a shot to center field. Bo Johnson running in makes the catch.
Boy, that one died too, didn't it?
Yep.
They're not traveling very far. It's a big park. It's 375 to center field. The gaps are 360.
It's 375 in center field and Yankee Field, too, in Milroy. And we saw a couple balls hit the fence yesterday from RTR players.
Yeah, but, you know, you go down
there. There's Davis. See, it's a high fly ball right field. Swendra underneath of it, and there's two quick outs, Bart.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you're going to hit a home run today, if you go down the line, the 302 down the right field line, 315 down the left field line, that's what you got to do. Brock Bjornholm. Yeah, he's going to Crown College. I got a text from Chuck Conlon.
That's where Jalen Lee's going, I think, to play volleyball.
Crown College, yeah. He gets to wear the crown next year.
All right, two outs, and the pitch to Brock is inside for a ball. Yeah, before the game started, we're talking about Cade Molden's home run down the right field line. That wasn't a home run.
That's right.
Looks like a home run. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, that was last year.
Here's the pitch down in the dirt. Because we're sitting in the same place we were last year broadcasting. We had a good view of that. And it had to be fair by five feet.
I still think that was a fair ball. So you're now batting 414 on the year.
Pitch down low for ball three. 3-0 to Brock.
You got Landon Weber on deck.
Colton Boffin in his windup, and here's a 3-0 pitch. And that's a strike. It's the Dawson Boyd fans sitting in the third, down the third baseline. The Lock Crawl fans right by us on the first baseline.
It's a quiet group so far, Paul. I will say that.
Not a lot of noise. 3-1 pitch, swung on and fall back for strike two, so went from 3-0 to full count.
Yeah, maybe they're all just waiting for something to happen here.
Pull this table. I like sitting back farther.
Yeah.
Easier on
back. We got a backrest.
Yeah, might as well use it. Full count, two outs to Brock Bjornholm. And the pitch from Colton. Swing
nice
and a miss,
hit.
Struck him out.
Wow, that was a nice pitch right at the knees.
That was a 1-2-3 inning, folks. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Eagles. We'll go to the top of the fourth. No score between Dawson Boyd and Lacapa Valley. Who's going to advance to Saturday's play? We'll find out in a few innings. We'll be right back.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
You're smiling.
Let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
All right, Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here on this What day is it?
Thursday.
They
all kind of blend together during the playoffs.
0-0, Dawson Boyd and Lockbrawl battling it out here, and here's the first pitch, hit the shortstop, Kiming throws it, and it's pulled off. It got by the first baseman, and Nate Hansen is the board.
Well, he has a lot of speed, but it was a screamer, one hop to Dylan Kiming at shortstop, and I think he knows that Nate is pretty fast, and he threw a really hard throw, but it went up over Brock Bjornell's head, and, you know, you got to love Landon Weber back in that play-up that didn't allow Hansen get down to second base.
There were the game, I believe.
We were just talking about that. They have an air apiece up there in the board, but there have been no errors yet. That was the first one.
Grayson Olson batting for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks are running on first. Long fly ball left field. Looks like Schomer's got it under control out there and makes the catch for the first out.
Yeah, there's been a lot of fly balls, lazy routine fly balls out there.
Blackjacks, I've noticed Eagles somewhat too. Boy, they like swinging at that first pitch, don't they?
Yeah, they are aggressive.
Here's Bo Johnson, the center fielder.
You know, I mentioned it too with Darren over there. They don't do a lot of just straight steals. They do a lot of hit and runs. So we'll see if they have something on here with the fast runner at first.
Throw over to first. Hansen gets back.
Which is an advantage, you know, against a left-handed pitcher. That way you don't have to worry about getting such a great jump if you know the batter might put the ball in play. They only have a step and a half lead over there.
Matthew Hart, there goes the runner, and a swing and foul back by Bo Johnson.
So that's exactly what they're doing, a little hit and run there.
Yeah, I think Coach Swenson likes to do that.
Absolutely, yeah. You see very, very few just straight steals. Almost all the time the batter will be swinging. But, you know, the upside of that is if you get a hit, then that runner can keep on going right to third base.
Bo Johnson at the plate, got a strike on, throw it to first, and Hansen gets back again. We're in the top of the fourth inning, no score.
Game is flying by. We're just 45 minutes into it, and we're in the top of the fourth inning.
0-0, and at the plate, Bo Johnson, here's that pitch. Ooh, I don't know what happened there, that was a ball.
It's going to be a curveball, and he started it high and released it high, and it kept going high.
Just kind of floated off his fingers.
Oh.
A ball there to Bo Johnson. Hansen with a lead at first, then the pitch. There's a fly ball center field passer.
That's going nowhere.
Davis will haul it in, out number two. So Johnson flies out to center field. And here's the first baseman, Colin Olson, who had eyes on it. His at-bat between third and short to left field.
7 of the 11 outs for the Blackjacks have just been those routine fly balls. Mm-hmm. Makes it real easy for the defense. Colin Olson, he got a single his first time up. Mike Borsted's listening from Appleton. I would assume a lot of people are listening. If they're not, if you are listening, let people know.
There goes the runner, and here comes the throw from Weber on the mark. Oh, he's safe. What a slide there by Hansen to steal second base.
Yeah, it was just a little bit high and away, and so it made it a little more challenging for Landon Weber to make that throw down to second base, and Hansen got underneath. He actually recovered pretty good and made a nice, solid throw.
Yeah, it was right there. I thought it was close. There's Colin Olson at the plate. The pitch from Arndt is high. Base hit could score Hansen from second. He's fast.
Yeah, I would think any hit to the outfield, you're going to send him here.
Two balls, no strikes.
Colin Olson batting .220 on the year, according to the game changer stats.
There goes he pops it up. This might be catchable in front of the dugout. Landon Weber takes the catch for the third out. That wasn't easy.
Nope, they never are, but he didn't overrun it. Played it just right.
Landon Weber catching the foul ball right in front of the Blackjack dugout for the third out. So Dawson Boyd, no runs, no hits, one error, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth. No score, Dawson Boyd, Lockbrawl Valley. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Hi, I'm Brian Nelson, and I'm excited to join United Prairie as a business banker. May is Beef Month, and we're celebrating the hardworking farmers who bring high-quality beef to our dinner tables. As the largest ag lender of Minnesota community banks, United Prairie is committed to support our local ag producers and help them grow. United Prairie Bank will help you get there. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
You guys just didn't want it bad enough. That should have been an easy win. What were you doing out there? You got to hustle. You could have made that play if you'd been open.
On the car ride home after the game, when you think you're helping by telling me what I did wrong and what I need to work on, all I hear is that I'm not good enough, that I'm supposed to be perfect, that it's not okay to lose. On the car ride home, all I need to hear is how much you love me and enjoy watching me play, that my worth isn't determined by my performance, that even on my worst day, I am worthy. That you see me learning, growing, and doing my best. And that is enough.
This message presented by the MSHSL and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, that's no score in the fourth. Landon Weber was just hit by a pitch.
First pitch, yeah, and he's on first, and courtesy runner Grant Bierke. And I'm thinking Gavin Meyer is going to lay down a bunt here and see if they can get him in scoring position for Brant Schomer.
Bierke with his lead at first. We're in the bottom of the fourth. There is a bunt there by Meyer, and the first from Grayson Olson. He's out.
Yeah, that was a good call by Coach Bjergon. Nice play by the catcher. Those are never easy. The pitcher was running up, and he called him off, so a 2-3 put out for the batter, but the runner gets down to second base. Now they have a runner in scoring position with just one out and a very good Brant Schomer up to bat. Brant Schomer batting .389 on the year. And he hit a hard ground ball and reached on fielder's choice his first time up.
Here's the pitch from Boffin. Swing and a miss by Schomer for strike one. So the Eagles with one out. So here in the bottom of the fourth and no score. They have a runner at second, Bierke. Here's the pitch to Schomer from Colton Boffin.
Ooh.
Ooh, we almost hit him.
Yeah, that went behind him.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And Bjerke just gets back.
Yeah, he was not getting back in a hurry, so they threw it down there. It was closer than I thought it was going to be.
All right, Colton Boffin coming up on 60 pitches here. From the stretch, the pitch. And Schomer hits a high fly ball. Sather going back and then left field, and he'll make the catch. Big out there.
Yeah, that one took off. That went a long ways out there. That's the deepest one we've seen so far.
Yep, for sure. When it first left, it's bad. So this is going to be trouble here, but Sather's got good speed out there in left field, and he tracked it down nicely.
Tyler Epp reached on an infield hit. He's the one that hit that to the first baseman, and they didn't have a play anywhere.
Tyler Earp did get a base hit his last time up. His only time up in the ballgame. Boffin's pitch. Swung out and fall back. Well, you know, wish our Lacapoil Valley Dawson Boyd track team be over by now.
Yeah.
No, track's never over. It takes forever.
There's still sunlight. It's not over.
Section track and field meet in Redwood Falls today. So you can make it the state. There's a strike thrown to Tyler Earp.
And the section, the boys' golf team, wow, what a section they had. Carson Bessman was a medalist, and they're off to state as a team. That's pretty impressive. And then Kate Elfsted and Molly Halverson.
Yeah.
And congratulations to all
Dawson
them.
Boyd.
Yeah, that's right.
Too.
Holy moly.
Carson Stratmoan going to state in golf. It's a big day for Lockenboyd in golf yesterday.
Absolutely. It's been a great year for both schools if you look at how they did in all their different respective sports.
One ball, two strikes here to Earp. Runner on second, Bierke.
Ooh.
And he did go around. He did, I think.
Yeah,
yes,
he did. Ooh, darn it. That was
strikeout.
Yep.
A strikeout there. Earp strikes out. So for Lockenboyd Valley, what do we got? No runs. No hits, no errors, and one left on base. That's Bierke at second. We're going to go to the top of the fifth.
Wow.
No score. Who's going to score first?
I don't know.
You're listening to Section 3A Baseball right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
Hometown Kitchen and Bath in Mineota takes pride in working closely with you to create beautiful, innovative, and functional kitchens and baths that reflect your lifestyle while providing the best value for your investment. From conception to completion, Nadine listens carefully to your wants and needs to ensure that every aspect of the job is done correctly, down to the final detail. Check out Hometown Kitchen and Bath on Facebook or call 507-872-5969. Hometown Kitchen and Bath, located in downtown Mineota. Farming is 1,000 decisions along the way, and Cargill is here to support you throughout the journey. Cargill is a long-standing member of the Madison business community, and they are proud to reinvest in our local economy. The team is ready to help you with a variety of tools available right at your fingertips. Sell your crop and check local bids. Diversify your marketing with Cargill Elevate Pricing Solutions. Grow sustainability with Cargill Regen Connect. Manage your account from your phone or desktop with Cargill Ag. Explore the ways Cargill can help you. Visit CargillAg.com. Call 320-324-6491 or stop in the office.
All right, top of the fifth inning, no score. And here's number seven in the 8-9 and bat one batters for Dawson Boyd. Holland Shocker takes first pitch of ball from Matthew Arndt.
He flew out his first time up, 0 for 1.
Next pitch, there's a shot to right field, base hit. Base hit there for Holland Shocker, solid hit to right.
Yeah, you know, that was a high pitch, and he just kind of tomahawked it right over Bjornell's head at first base. And with a number 9 hitter, Eli Olson, up, I'm guessing they may try a bunt here. Gavin Meyer's going to come way up to try to take that away, but they got the top of the order looming, so it'd be a good time. If you are going to bunt, if you'd like that, this would be a great time to try one.
Third hit of the game off Arndt here. And as, with his lead, yep, is Shocker at first. And he's going to bunt. He pulls it back. It's by Landon Weber, and Shocker runs down to second base. That'll fast ball, wild pitch.
Yeah, so, you know, Brock Bjornhild is coming way up on that, but he forgot he's got to hold the runner on at first base, so that allowed the runner, Shocker, to have a huge lead. It didn't get that far back, but because he had such a big lead, it was an easy trot down to second. We'll see if they keep the bunt on.
So the Blackjacks have a runner in scoring position now with no score here in the top of the fifth. Arndt's pitch to Eli Olson is high for a ball, and the Dawson Boyd fans starting to make some noise.
Now, I was going to mention, both pitchers have been doing such a tremendous job, and you haven't seen a lot of dirt balls, and maybe I was just thinking it, and then he threw one.
Nobody out here in the top of the fifth. The pitch. There's a shot, left center field. That might drop in there, and it does.
Oh,
and then Schomer misplays it, and Dawson's going to score. Here he comes around Shocker to score, and it's 1-0. Dawson Boyd, big run there for the Blackjacks. And that was Eli Olson with a base hit to left center field.
Yeah, I think we're going to give him a double. So what happened was up there, Schomer is running hard to his left in the gap, and the ball kind of took a little tricky hop. He wasn't going to get it, but it bounced back behind him, and that allowed Olson to get all the way to second base. So I'm going to give him a double on that.
Yeah, the board got an error up on the scoreboard there. I don't think that was an error, was
no,
it?
Unless they thought, you know, it was a single with an error.
Anyway, Sather will bat here. Coach Darby Biergun is out on the mound talking to his infield. So we get a Blackjack strike first here in the top of the fifth. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0, Dawson Boyd.
So I just talked to Coach Benson, and he said they're going to give it a single and then an error, allowing that to get behind Schomer, but it's still an RBI. So he does get a single. He'll move to second on the error of the left fielder, but RBI single in the first run of the game for either team.
So with nobody out, here's Cam Sather at the top of the order for Dawson Boyd. So the Blackjacks strike first here in the fifth.
Well, so much for me telling him to bunt, Paul. That's why I'm sitting with you now. I retired.
Oh, I don't know. You're a smart baseball guy. Sather at the plate. The pitch from Arndt, and he hits one down.
Oh, nice stop
by Morton.
Oh, wow.
The first for the out.
I tell you what, we'll see if Olson scores, because if he doesn't score, we're going to mark that play down, because Gavin Mortensen dived to his left. He didn't catch in the air, but he caught it on a short hop, which is really difficult to do. And he got up on his knees and threw out to Sather in a very close play. Wow, that was a beautiful stop and throw from Gavin Mortensen.
Yeah, great diving stop by Mortensen at second base off the bat of Sather.
Yeah.
Then they quickly get up and throw him up because Sather's fast.
Absolutely.
There's a fly ball left center field. Pats are going back, makes the catch. And tagging from third is Eli Olson. He scores. It's 2-0.
Well, there's a fly ball and getting that run across for the second out, but an RBI for Colton Boffin. And that will allow Olson to score. So, you know, that's even a bigger play there because it's still a runner on, but Olson was going to score regardless.
So Colton Boffin didn't even get a chance to say his name because he swung at the first pitch.
Well, you know, early in the game, I mentioned how their 7, 8, 9 hitters seem to always come through, and guess who scored? Their 8 and 9 hitters.
So nobody on base now for Dawson Boyd. They have a 2-0 lead, and batting is Tegan Long. Matthew Arndt, the left-hander for Lacapaul Valley, the pitch. It's high for a ball.
Well, now, it's really important for Matthew just to settle down. You can see his body language. I think he's a little frustrated. But he's pitched a tremendous game so far. He's only thrown 48 pitches. We're in the fifth inning, Paul.
Yep. Here's the 2-0 count. And that's low for ball three to Tigan. Tigan struck out, and he got a base hit in the first inning.
And they got action in the bullpen. Nolan Smith has been warming up, and he's done warming up. So I would anticipate maybe if he gets on base, they might see a relief pitcher.
There's a pitch. It's a strike to Tigan. 3-1 count, two outs.
I know Matthew would like to finish this inning.
Sun is coming out. We see the sun.
Yes.
3-1 count here to Tegan Long, and he hits a fly ball to center field. Pats has been busy. He camps underneath of it. Makes the easy catch for the third out. But the Blackjacks come up with two big runs there, Bart.
Yeah, they had just two hits, but two runs. You'll take it.
All right, we'll come to the bottom of the fifth. The Eagles have their work to do here. They're down 2-0. We'll be right back after this.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Warren Tregestead, at 320-894-1576.
You're listening to 92.1 FM, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
All right, here's Matthew Arndt, Mortensen, and Kimig, the first three batters for the Eagles here in the bottom of the seventh. They get their work cut out for them now, down 2-0. The Dawson Boyd and Colton Boffin.
Matthew,
a fine job, too.
Matthew's struggling a little bit this year, just batting 100 on the year. Just three hits.
And a pitch in the dirt.
You know what, Paul? None of that matters now.
Colton, I think, has just given up one hit in the game so far, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think you're right. was that infield hit.
Yep, 2-0. Dawson Boyd leading Lacapaul Valley in this elimination game. There's a strike. Strike to Matthew. Two balls, one strike to Matthew Arndt. Boffin in his windup in the pitch. Chopper foul down the third base side.
Say, that looked like it bounced off his foot the way he was hopping around. 65 pitches now for Colton Boffin, so just the fifth inning here. Again, you can throw 115 pitches.
The winner of this game will play either Mineota or Murray County Central 2:30 Saturday afternoon. And here's the pitch, and that's high for a ball.
It's all fastballs by Colton Boffin. He's got, like I said, that nice little fastball that runs in on a right-handed hitter. I don't know if he throws any kind of slider or not. We haven't seen a big breaking ball.
Bob and Fitz.
Ooh,
oh my gosh.
Ball called.
Wow.
That was that ball four, wasn't it?
I think it shocked Matt, too. Wow.
Ball four?
That was ball four. That looked like it was right down the middle. The catcher looked back.
Did you see Colton Boffin's expression on his face?
Yeah, well, the catcher, and then Matt looked back like he was kind of thinking he was going to get called out.
Right, here's Gavin Mortensen, who made a great defensive play last inning.
Now we'll see if they maybe bunt him over and try. He got the top of the order and chance to cut this deficit in half.
Oh, throw over the first, and Art gets back.
Yeah.
Is that Art? No, is that something?
Oh, they got Curtis. Jace DeLean.
Jace DeLean running for Art, the pitcher.
Yeah. I wonder where that ball was, if you said it was high or inside or what. It certainly looked good from here.
Mortensen's going to bunt. He bunts it right back to the pitcher, Boston Field. He's going to second with it.
He got him.
He got him.
Wow. That takes guts, Paul. Hats off to Colton Boston because he had to run up in front of the mound halfway between home plate and the pitcher's mound. He turned around instantly and fired one to second and got Jace Lean by only half a step. If he doesn't make that play, Paul, they got first and second.
Yeah, nobody out.
And nobody out.
And that was a bullet of a throw.
That was 1-4 foot. Wow. A lot of times you just take the out and don't make that play, but hats off to him.
Up the order, and Dylan Koenig, swing and a miss by Koenig. One out now here in the bottom of the fifth. The Eagles find themselves down 2-0 to Dawson Boyd.
He's officially 0-for-1, got hit by a pitch his first time up. He has 21 stolen bases on the year.
Mortensen's at first. The pitch, pop foul out of play. Well, I see some Murray County Central fans coming into the stadium here. And
I mean, someone's in the batting cage. We can't see that. That looked like it might have been a little breaking ball there, Paul. I haven't seen a lot of that, but that really slowed down.
Two strikes here to Koenig. Boffin from the stretch, the pitch. Down low for a ball. What do you say if you return the foul ball to the
get a quarter?
Get a quarter.
Yeah.
I'd ask for a broad.
You'd have to have a lot of foul balls, Paul.
One ball, two strikes.
They might give you one on a home run ball, maybe, but you'd have to chase it.
There's the pitch to Koenig from Colton Boffin. There goes the runner, Mortensen. Here's the throw from Olsen, not in time.
Yeah, he just, you give that, the catcher had no chance on that one. He had a tremendous jump. Wow.
Stolen base there for Gavin Mortensen.
2-2 count now. Well, now it doesn't matter on that bunt play because they got him down to second base anyways.
What's the count?
2-2?
2-2, yeah.
Yep.
To Koenig. Colton. Checks Mortensen at second, and now here's the pitch. Ground ball. Up the middle. Base hit. Mortensen's rounding third. Oh, he slipped, and now he's got to get back to third.
Yeah, I was just watching the throw. I was thinking, don't throw it home because you're not going to have a chance to get him out. But he slipped rounding third base. You're right. So we got a base hit, first and third.
And nobody out. Or one out. One out. Yep, one out. So the Eagles down 2-0 now. Have runners on the corners. And big moment in the ball game here. Passer will be batting.
And they love to run that delayed steal. And with the speed of Koenig, I'm guessing maybe that's what they'll do, even the first pitch. We'll see.
Here's the pitch to Patzer, and it's a strike.
Ooh. Did not go.
That was high.
I think they're going to give Davis a chance to get a whack at it.
Ooh. 71. Broke 70 there.
All right.
Miles per hour.
Either pitcher overpowering, but they're throwing strikes, and that's exactly what you want to do.
Mortensen at third base. Koenig at first base. One out. There goes Koenig. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up center field. Bo Johnson underneath of it, and tagging up at third is Mortensen, and the Eagles get on the board.
That's right. Medium fly ball, but plenty of time for Gavin Mortensen to score from third base on that. So F8 to Patzer with an RBI. Second out.
Koenig stayed at first base.
Yeah, he was off and running on that pitch, so he was about two-thirds of the way to second, and he had to stop once he caught it and jog back to first base.
Bo Johnson making the catch out there in center. So it's 2-1. We got a game here.
Yeah. I'm thinking you're going to want to get Koenig in the scoring position as soon as you can to give Bjornell the chance to tie this game.
Brock Bjornell, that's the play.
Oh,
got over the first, and they throw it by Collin. And getting up, Koenig's on his way to second base.
He rounds second. He's going to try for third.
Oh.
Son, he's trying to get back to second and does.
Yeah. I think they had him. They had him picked off. I don't know if they would have got him out or not. A good throw would have been darn close because he was going on the first pitch, and he threw it to the right field side of the first baseman, went over his head. So by the time he picked it up, Kaimig was rounding third, looking like he might go, but Olsen had a strong throw over there.
So the tying run for La Caparra Valley is at second base, and Dylan Kaimig and Brock Bjornell at the plate, two outs.
He's your leading RBI guy. He's the one you went up to bat.
And the pitch to Brock is a ball.
Wow. I'd like to be behind the home plate. We're up to the side a little bit because they certainly look like they're good pitches. They must be just a little inside.
Timing's got speed representing the tying run. It's 2-1. Dawson Boyd here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch to Brock. Down in the dirt, gets away from Grayson Olsen, throw the third, and it gets by, and Kaimig will stay at third base.
Good backup by Sather and Nate Hansen, because if neither one of them are there, Kaimig would have just kept on going home.
The ball didn't get by Grayson Olsen that far, but Grayson...
You got a tremendous arm back there, but when it gets behind you like that with speed, you're not going to have a chance to throw him out.
Two outs. One ball, one strike to Brock Beer. Now listen to the dugout of the Eagles.
Yeah, we're finally in.
Ball three, excuse me.
Ball three and oh. Okay, 3-0.
I think it's 3-0.
Okay. Well, that one was low. I mean, the pitch before that. So
here's the next pitch, and he swings at that one. It had to be 2-0.
He already had the green light.
Already had the green light.
That pitch was in the dirt, and that was the second pitch, but I couldn't remember if the first one was a ball or something. They got 3-1, so we're going to go with that, I guess. The umpire didn't change it.
Timing's at third, representing the tying run. Here's the pitch, and that's ball four.
Oh, the Dawson bench is just livid over there. They're thinking that was close enough.
That was awful close to a strike, too. Brock held off on it, but the umpire said ball four. So here's Landon. Landon Weber batting. Brock Bjornell at first. Kaimig at third base. Two outs. 2-1. Blackjacks here in the bottom of the fifth.
Landon struck out his first time up. Was hit by a pitch his next time up. But he's batting .365 on the year with 12 RBIs.
This will be the 80th pitch for Colton Bothan.
Yeah, they're starting to tally up now.
Here's the pitch to Weber. And there's a shot out the right center field that's going to drop in there. We're tied up 2-2. Landon Weber.
With that first pitch, a little bit outside. He went with it. Solid knock to right field for an RBI. Tied this game up.
We are tied 2-2.
We got runners on first and second. Yep, this two-out rally is continuing. No, they've scored a lot of runs with two outs this year, Paul.
Okay. So tied up 2-2, and still two outs. Gavin Meyer batting. The Eagles have runners on first and second. There's a shot to center field. That's going to go in the gap. And rounding third, here comes Bjornholm, and it's the Eagles lead 3-2. Gavin Meyer with the big hit to left center field on the first pitch. Weber goes from first to third. And Coach Swenson comes out of the dugout. So big inning there.
Third hit of the inning. And it looks like they are going to make a pitching change. I believe Eli Olson's going to come in.
All right. Well, Blackjacks will make a pitching change, so we'll take a commercial break. Eagles lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the fifth with two outs. We'll be back after this.
Just didn't want it bad enough. That should have been an easy win. What were you doing out there? You gotta hustle. You could have made that play if you'd been open.
On the car ride home after the game, when you think you're helping by telling me what I did wrong and what I need to work on, all I hear is that I'm not good enough, that I'm supposed to be perfect, that it's not okay to lose. On the car ride home, all I need to hear is how much you love me and enjoy watching me play. That my worth isn't determined by my performance. That even on my worst day, I am worthy. That you see me learning, growing, and doing my best. And that is enough.
This message presented by the MSHSL and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Eli Olson comes in the pitch for Dawson Boyd. The Eagles have put up three runs here in the fifth, and they take the lead 3-2, Bart.
Yeah, they scored the last runs with so, but they put the bat on the ball. All three hits for the Eagles were pretty solid knocks. And now the pressure's on Eli Olson to come in here in first and third. And you know the Eagles love to run that first and third situation, so that's even more added pressure. And you got Brant Schomer, a good hitter, up to bat. So this is really a critical juncture of the game, Paul.
Bottom of the fifth inning, the Blackjacks broke the 0-0 tie in the top of the fifth with two runs themselves. They led 2-0, and now the Eagles with three runs here in the bottom of the fifth. All right, we got runners on the corners for Lacapaul Valley and Brant Schomer batting. Two outs. First pitch from Eli Olson is a ball outside.
He's kind of misleading because the umpire calls it ball or he yells out strike. And normally when it's a ball, they don't say anything. They just...
Schomer at the plate, and the pitch is down low. At third base is Weber. Gavin Meyer with his RBI.
Courtesy runner Grant Bierke's at third.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Bierke at third base now. Here's the pitch. And it's popped up in the infield. And the Hanson calling for it makes the catch for the third out.
That was a good pitching performance to get out of that jam by Eli Olson.
So three runs on three hits, no errors, and the Eagles leave two on base. We'll go to the top of the sixth, folks. It's 3-2, Lacapaul Valley. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from the Irish Yard in Milroy.
Prins Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This May, it's Beef Month, and at Greater Community Credit Union, we're proud to stand behind the farmers and ranchers who keep our tables full. From pasture to plate, agriculture drives our community, and we're here to help it grow. Whether it's a loan for new equipment or smart savings for your family's future, we've got your back. Greater Community Credit Union, where local roots run deep. Visit us at greatercu.com or stop by today. Member NCUA Equal Housing Lender.
All right, Nate Hanson swings at the first ball, and he hits it right back to the pitcher, Arndt in the leg, and Matthews hobbling around.
Yeah, that thing was solid right off his leg and trickled out to the shortstop area. Nobody had a chance after that, so that's going to be an infield hit. Coach Bjorgan is going to talk to him, and you need to. He's like, no, I'm fine. But he's obviously limping.
Pain, yep. Yeah. Well, the Eagles lead 3-2. They just scored three runs in the bottom of the fifth to take the lead.
Now is where, as a coach and umpire, you say, take some pitches off the mound, and he's going to do that. We saw that happen to Brock Bjornhild over in Wyoming, and he did not, and he came out and walked the next two batters. And
so he hurt his hand or his finger?
That's when he hurt his hand, and you could visibly see it was bothering him. So Matt took one warm-up pitch. He said, I'm all good. But
3-2, Lacapaul Valley leading an elimination game here in Milroy.
Grayson Olson's up. He's 0-2. He's had two medium harmless fly balls to the outfield.
Nate Hansen's at first base. Nobody out here in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitch, and it's popped up. Second baseman Mortensen going back, and he'll make the catch in the grass in the shallow right field.
Boy, and that's a good play because Matt's only throwing two pitches, and he's got one out already. He's only at 53 in the sixth inning.
Bo Johnson will be batting. Bo is grounded out to short and flied out to center.
We've seen a lot of fly balls and pop-ups today.
Eli Olson takes the lead at first base, representing the tying run. Nate. Throw over to first, Arndt, and Eli gets back.
That's Nate Hanson.
Or Nate Hanson, I'm sorry. Nate Hanson.
Well, he did steal. No, that was not him. That was, I can't remember who it was.
aren't from the stretch.
Oh, that was Nate Hanson.
There goes Hanson, the pitch back. There's a hit and run on again there,
yeah,
Bart.
Yeah, that was Nate last time, did a steal.
Congratulations to the Wabasso Rabbits, Section 3A softball champions this afternoon.
What a thrilling ride for them to come back and beat the Eagles and then to win it in just one game.
Here's the next pitch. It's high and away to Bo Johnson. Clouded over. We lost our sun. We had some sun for a while.
Yeah.
3-2 lead for the Eagles here in the top of the sixth. There's a pop-up right side. Brock Bierneld going back and up against the fence, and it goes out of play.
Yeah, it just ran out of real estate there. It did stay in the park. It was about 3 feet from the fence, but it was one of those areas where nobody could get to it.
We are broadcasting right next to the Lacapaw Valley dugout and third base dugout here, between the third base dugout and home plate. I feel like I should put a uniform on.
All right.
We're that close.
I want to see that. I want to see the speed you have.
Yeah.
Put you in as a courtesy runner.
All right. Hanson with his lead at first base. Here's the pitch to Bo Johnson. There goes the runner. Here's the throw from Landon Weber, and he is out.
Wow. That was a bullet down to second. About a foot over the top of the base. Gavin Mortensen, easy catch and a tag.
And what a throw by Landon Weber, the catcher.
And the crowd for Lacaparo is just pumped up now. The bench, I think they actually had verticals. I saw Benny get off the ground about 3 inches. That might be a high for him.
So two outs, Bo Johnson, 2-2 count, swung on and fall back. Big out there. Coach Swenson trying to put somebody in scoring position. You got to be aggressive.
Absolutely. Though. That took a perfect throw, and that's exactly what it was.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and got a piece of that one again. So Bo is hanging tough here.
Yeah, Matt is still under 60 pitches, which I think that is the most impressive thing so far in this game.
And Arndt in the windup in the pitch, a fly ball left field. That might drop in there, and it does. And Schomer quickly gets it in back into the infield. So a base hit for Bo Johnson. Good at bat there.
Well, I'm gonna circle that throw out at second base right now, because had they not got him, Paul, that would have been an RBI single for Bo Johnson, and this game would have been tied.
Yep. Big out there. Mark that for a plus play of the day.
So if they hang on to win this by a run, that's going to be why.
Here's Colin Olson for Dawson Boyd. Pitches high to Colin. Two outs here in the top of the sixth inning.
Hit a hard single to right field the first time up and popped up to the catcher. Landon Weber made a nice catch in front of the Dawson Boyd Blackjack bench.
Arndt checks his runner at first. Here's the pitch. And there's a shot to center field. Base hit.
Well, they'll see if they can get their two-out rally going.
Johnson stays at second. Back-to-back singles for Dawson Boyd.
I think Darby's going to give the umpire a couple balls, and he's going to talk to his pitcher, and we are going to see, I think, Gavin Meyer.
Pitching change?
It is.
All right, we'll take a break here. Eagles lead. That's all for Matthew Arndt. We'll take a break and be right back.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson. UFP Miniota is a manufacturing company specializing in roof and floor trusses, walls, stairs, pre-cut lumber, pallets, crating, and all your industrial needs. Call now to inquire about career opportunities at 507-872-6178 and ask for HR. That's UFP Miniota. They are a proud supporter of Miniota Athletics.
All right, welcome back to the Irish Yard in Milroy here. This is Section 3A Baseball. Bart Hill here, And the Eagles are making a pitching change. Gavin Meyer will come in to pitch from third base. And then into the game is Grant Bierke. So he'll be in Matthew Arndt's spot in the order. But, boy, I can't say enough about Matthew Arndt. I think he threw just 60 pitches here in the sixth inning and gave up seven hits, but just two runs. Only one was earned. And now enters Gavin Meyer with two outs and two on for the Blackjacks. And this is Holland Schacher, the number eight hitter for the Blackjacks. And this is a huge moment for both teams. It's a 3-2 game if you're just joining us. Lac Parle is ahead. Dawson scored two runs in the top of the fifth. Lac Parle came back with three runs in the bottom of the fifth. And now the Blackjacks are threatening here in the sixth inning. That one was low, almost bounced in the dirt. Nice stop for Landon Weber. Meyer, we've seen him come in numerous times in relief. He threw last Saturday in relief and did a fantastic job. He looks unflappable out there, Paul. He's just very consistent and throws strikes.
Here's the pitch to number seven, Holland Schacher. And he follows that one back.
I was just remarking what a fantastic job that Matthew Arndt did pitching there. Wow.
Gavin Meyer?
No, Matthew Arndt, when they took him out,
no,
yeah.
Meyer.
Yeah, Gavin Meyer and Grant Bierke's in at third base.
Here's the pitch. That's a strike called. A strike called to Holland Schacher. Holland had a big hit last time and came around the score.
Well, they're going to need another big hit here. He's a left-handed hitter.
3-2 is the score. Pitch outside. Gavin Meyer, I'm not sure what's his pitching staff. Do you have that?
I do have that. So,
see how Gavin's done this year?
He's 3-0 in the year, Paul. 14 innings, a 0.50 ERA.
Full count pitch here. The Schacher. And he races it out in the center field, rounding third. And here comes the throw, and it's not in time.
This don't wait.
And number five scores Bo Johnson. We're tied up 5-5.
Again, you know, I mentioned that before, Paul. The bottom of the order for the Blackjacks, they always seem to come through.
Yep.
And they've scored two of the three runs. And,
Holland Schacher with another RBI, with an RBI there.
Scored Bo Johnson. And Bo Johnson, as he was rounding, coming over here, almost flew into us, Paul.
Yeah, he almost ran us over.
They still have first and second. Eli Olson, he singled his last time up.
So we're tied 3-3, a big hit by Schacher. And here's a chopper. Grant Bierke got to charge it hard. And the throw is not in time.
Oh, darn it.
And another run's going to score for Dawson Boyd.
An error on the third baseman. You know, it's one of those maybe, and it's easy to say, Paul, we can do hindsight all day long, but it was such a slow dribbler, maybe he should have just held on to that, but he wasn't going to get the runner. I think it's an infer on the throw afterwards. That's how I would record it. We can ask between innings here, but nonetheless, that added another run, and now the Blackjacks have a lead.
Schacher on third then?
Yep. And so they got first and third for the Blackjacks in the top of the order.
And two outs. All this on two outs.
Correct.
Top of the order in Cam Sather. So the Blackjacks have taken the lead. Throw to third.
I didn't even see that.
What happened there?
Well, he was just kind of slowly walking back to third, and Landon Weber fired it down there. Sometimes you can catch a guy sleeping.
That was a tough one by Bierke, though.
Oh, then we got a steal down to... Oh, that's what happened. They stole second base, and he just threw it to third.
Okay. And the pitch to number 14, Cam Sather. A lot of things happening fast here. Got to keep up in my scorebook.
So Eli Olson got the single there, and the infield hit. Now he just stole second. Second and third, still two outs now.
Gavin Meyer, the pitch to Sather. He falls that one back.
There was a nice cut by Cam. And you rarely see, and I don't want to jinx him, you rarely see Gavin Meyer walk batters. He throws strikes, exactly what you want your relief pitchers to do.
4-3, right?
4-3, yeah.
4-3, the score. Dawson Boyd now leading here in the top of the sixth inning.
Defense is way back. A hit would score two.
And swung on and followed back off the glove of Landon Weber.
Yeah.
This was a big at-bat, too.
Yeah, looked like he took a little bit off of that one. That was 65 miles an hour in his fastball.
Here we go. Gavin Meyer from the stretch, the pitch. Curveball just missed.
Landon Weber was hopping out of the catcher's box going to the dugout. He thought that was a curveball that caught the inside part of the plate.
Full count, two outs, two on for Dawson Boyd. We're in the top of the sixth, 4-3, Blackjacks. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
That was huge.
Big strikeout there for Gavin Meyer, but the damage is done here. The Blackjacks come alive there with two runs.
Yeah, they had two runs on four hits. The last four hitters in the order all had singles for the Blackjacks.
One eagle error, and the Blackjacks leave two on. We're going to go to the bottom of the sixth, folks. What a ball game. 4-3, Dawson Boyd leading Lacapoil Valley right now. We'll be back after this.
Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Give Peter or Vicki a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo would like to remind you that early order discounts are still in effect on new equipment. If you are in the market for a used grain dryer, check out our website at thedryerdoctors.com. We also offer a grain dryer preseason inspection on all farm fans and most GSI grain dryers. This inspection runs from April through September and is meant to ensure that your dryer is ready before you need it. If you would like to get on our preseason list or are interested in new equipment, please give us a call at 320-321-1600. That's 321-1600. The Dryer Doctors in Montevideo.
Section 3A elimination game. Folks, it's a good one. Dawson Boyd leading Lacapoil Valley 4-3. We're coming into the bottom of the sixth with the Eagles coming to bat here.
Yeah, we went through four innings, breezed through four innings with no score, and all of a sudden now we're seeing all kinds of action.
Eli Olson in relief. It's going to be Tyler Earp, Grant Bjerke. There's a strike thrown to Tyler Earp. 7, 8, 9 batters, Earp, Bjerke, and Mortensen.
Tyler batting 313 on the year, but we saw him have a hot stretch where I think he had 7 hits and 8 at-bats.
Eli's pitch, and that's strike two called to Tyler Earp.
Eli's got a nice live fastball. It almost looks like it's a slider coming across, breaking away from a right-handed hitter.
Here's the pitch, side for a ball. 1-2. 1-2 to Tyler Earp. Swung on that one, followed it back.
Took a little off that one as a breaking ball high. And
we were 0-0
through
four innings. Yeah.
Dawson got two in the top of the fifth. We got three in the bottom. They got two in the top of the sixth. Then we have yet to know what we're going to do here in the bottom of the sixth.
Well, it's 1-2 to Tyler Earp. Next pitch is outside for ball two.
You know, I like how Grayson Olson just holds that mid out there, and it looks like it's really, really close.
Well, more and more people are here at the Irish Yard in Milroy. There's a ground ball, hit
that's
the third. This is long, close to first, and gets by the first base. It actually hit Earp, I think.
Yeah, it was. He threw it low as a one-hopper, and it looked like it was going to be a pretty easy catch for Olson at first, but then as Earp was running by, I think he might have clipped him a little bit. But
E5 there.
Yep. So just what the Eagles wanted, the first guy to reach on base. Now Bjerke with a 4-3 game. If I'm a betting man, I'm betting a lot of money that he's going to bunt here, Paul.
First at bat in the game for Bjerke. There's the pitch, and he squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and it's down low.
They want to get that tying run in scoring position. Got the number 9 hitter next, and then the top of the order.
Tegan Long's charging in hard from third base as Bjerke's going to show bunt.
Then you just bunt down the first baseline. That's what I'm sure, if he's going to bunt, that's where he's going to try to put it.
Here's the pitch, and the bunt is pulled
nice
back.
Stop.
Nice stop by Grayson.
Oh, boy, that was a backhand. He had to step out of the catcher's box and get that backhand back down to second base for Earp.
Text a friend, call a friend. 4-3, Dawson Boyd leading by one run over Lacapoil Valley in the bottom of the sixth. And there's a bunt by Bjerke down the first baseline. Eli Olson feels it, throws him out at first. Nice bunt by Bjerke.
Yeah, and good play by Eli Olson just to take the for sure out. There's no chance he would get him at second base.
He had to run on the first base side to pick that up.
So the Eagles have the tying run, and then Tyler Earp, and here's Gavin Mortensen. He reached on a fielder's choice last at bat and came around to score. Tying run at second. And the pitch by Eli to Gavin Mortensen is a strike. I'm pretty soon.
Yeah. Oh, the sun's going to peek out here in just a moment, I think.
One strike to Gavin, and the pitch from Eli. Strike two. Fastball. Wow, he blew that one.
Yeah, he's got a quick arm.
73 miles per hour.
He's got more of a shorter throwing motion, but it comes out very, very fast.
Here's the pitch. Swung out and fall back.
Good cut by Mortensen. Just across the top of the strike zone. You don't want to leave it up to chance.
Can the Eagles tie it up here? Blackjacks with a one-run lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Eli Olson in relief. The pitch, that's high and away for a ball. Paul Ramo, Bart Hill here at the Irish Yard, they call it. Beautiful baseball complex.
Jordan Wolfschlager is listening in.
Here's the pitch, in the dirt. Ball two, 2-2 to Gavin. Good at bat here for Mortensen so far.
Had two strikes on him, fouled off one. And now two straight balls from Olson here. You don't want to lose them and put another runner every game. Rockwall bench is making a lot of noise. I don't know if you can hear them.
Tyler Earp with a good lead at second. Here's a chopper. The shortstop, Hansen, fields it on the second hop, throws the first for the out to get Mortensen.
That was a one-hopper right over the pitcher's head, and Hansen had to come charging up. He was probably in a direct line from the pitcher's mound to second base when he fielded that ball and made a nice throw across the diamond then.
Top of the order for Lacapaul Valley with two outs. Here's Dylan Kimick. Earp is at third base. Run. Eli Olson in his windup, and the pitch. Swing and a miss by Kimick. Big cut.
Hard fastball right across the top of the letters.
Almost 77.
Yeah, I was going to say he's got a lot of Colton pitches were, 65 to 71. And he's throwing 77, 78, so it's a little different speed.
Dylan Kimick got the plate, and a pitch is a strike two.
Yeah, that looks like a slider, Paul. It just breaks across nicely. It's not a 6-12 curveball by no means.
Two outs, two strikes. Earp at third base, represented tie run. Here's the pitch, and then high for ball one.
Came back with that same pitch. That was a little slower, though. That was his breaking ball.
4-3. Blackjacks leading the Eagles. Here's Eli Olson in his windup in the pitch. Ground ball hit the third base. Tiger Long fields it.
Okay.
Throws it low.
Oh, nice
Colin
stop.
Olson digs it.
Wow, did Colin Olson. Hey, we got to mark that play down, too, because if they hang on to that 4-3 lead, that was a huge play to dig that one out.
First baseman Colin Olson, what a play. The throw was in the dirt. He's used the first baseman mitt there.
Yeah, that's what you got him for.
So for the Eagles, no runs on, no hits, and no errors, or one error. One error, and they leave one on base. So we're going to go to the top of the seventh, folks. The Blackjacks leading 4-3. We'll be right back.
Who has the best pizza around? Well, PK's in Canby, of course. PK Egan's Family Restaurant is open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and closed Sunday. Come on in for lunch. PK's has fruit punch and coat button fries, along with a wide variety of pizza choices. They have a full menu with sandwiches, soups, and more. Remember the pizza buffet on Wednesday. PK Egan's, located on Main Street, Canby. At Miller Services Tri-County Insurance, we have been providing crop insurance products to area farmers since 1978. We all know in today's high input environment, you have to protect your livelihood. We also understand that you have a bottom line to consider, and input costs are better spent in the ground. We can customize a plan that gets your operation the protection you need without breaking the bank. Call 320-769-2000. Or stop by and talk to Patrick today. Also offering farm, home,
auto, life, and annuity products. Tri-County Insurance Incorporated is an equal opportunity provider.
All right, we're in the seventh inning. Dawson Boyd leading La Caprile Valley 4-3. The Blackjacks batting in the top of the seventh. What a ball game, Bart.
There have been some really good defensive plays.
And the pitch to Colton Bothan hits a high fly ball. This is trouble. Pats are going back. Oh. Makes the catch almost on the warning track.
Yeah, that one took off. It really carried, and Davis was running an over-the-shoulder catch way out in the deepest part of the park. I can barely see him out there. He's so far out there.
Well, I thought that was going to go over his head, but Pats ran it down, and he had to be fighting the sun because the sun was coming out between the clouds at the time, too.
Absolutely.
One out. Boy, did Bothan get a hold of that one. Here's Tygan Long. 4-3 Blackjacks. The winner plays Saturday afternoon. The loser is done for the season.
Gavin Myers in his second inning relief. He came in and got out of that jam last inning with a strikeout to end it.
Here's the pitch. Tygan swing and a miss for strike one. 8 Blackjacks, 4 hits for the Eagles. Blackjacks leading by 1 run here in the 7th.
The right side of the infield is staring into that sun.
And a swing and foul back by Tygan Long.
They all got their sunglasses on over there. Second baseman, first baseman, right fielder directly into that sun, and it popped out now.
1 ball, 2 strikes to Tygan Long. Nobody on base. Pitch in the dirt. Chest protector save there by Landon. Landon Weber.
I like what he does because there's nobody on base. You'll see some catchers just stick out a backhand. They don't care because there's no one going to advance. But Landon's always just automatic. Go down on your knees and block that.
2-2 count. There's a ground ball. Hits the short. Timing feels it. Throws the first in the dirt. And
a great scoop by Bjornell.
Oh, out number 2. Looks like Colin Olson there for a minute.
Yeah, he stretched a long ways, did the split over there at first base, and had he not done that, I don't know if they would have got him out as a bang-bang play.
2 outs here in the top of the 7th. Routine ground ball hit there by Tygan Long. The timing got short.
Yeah, both teams have a lot of speed, though. It puts pressure on the defense.
Here's Nate Hansen. Blackjacks desperately would like an insurance run. Here's the pitch. Curveball missed outside. Number 25, Gavin Meyer, in relief of Matt Arndt. We're in the top of the 7th. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball. Gavin Meyer, the pitcher, and he underhands it to Bjornell.
Boy, that bounced right off him, and he dove for it and picked it up and made a nice little toss at first base for the third out.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Folks are going to the bottom of the 7th. The Eagles need a run. They need 2 to win. They're down 4-3. We'll be right back after this.
At First Security Bank in Canby, they'd like to remind area farmers that experience counts. Like farming, ag lending isn't something you learn overnight, and it's not something you can learn from a book either. First Security Bank in Canby has many years of professional experience in agricultural lending and all types of guaranteed loan programs. For farm operating, livestock, or real estate financing, see the experienced staff at First Security Bank of Canby, wishing the Canby Lancers the best of luck. First Security Bank of Canby, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender, and proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Program.
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
We're back. It's the bottom of the 7th inning. 4-3, Dawson Boyd leading La Caprile Valley. The Eagles will bat here in the bottom of the 7th. They need a run to tie. They need 2 to win it. Elimination game. Everything is on the line. Thanks for tuning in. The Q92 tonight.
Well, we've had 2, 3, 4 hitters, all seniors for the Eagles. If they want their season to continue, they need to get on base or get some hits here.
All right.
Oh, hit him. There we go. First pitch.
First batsman, Davis Patzer, hit by the pitch. And there we go. The Eagles get a base runner. Eli Olson
That's not what you want to have happen if you're
not the first batter, first pitch, you hit a guy, so.
Here's Brock Bjornholt, bottom of the seventh.
We saw him hit about a 400-foot bomb last Saturday in Dawson, and obviously if he did that, it'd go for.
Bottom of the seventh.
They've walked Brock twice so far and struck out swinging once.
The winning run comes to the plate for La Caprao Valley. Nobody out. Eli Olson in relief. The Blackjacks leading 4-3. There's a ground ball up the second baseman. Double play. Throw the first. Double play.
Oh, my gosh. That was about as easy as you could get. A nice one hopper right to Colton Boss, and he ran towards second base, took one step, touched second, fired it back across the diamond for a double play. You know, we saw on Saturday that double play to get out of the bases loaded jam and preserve that win against La Caprao.
Well, if you're a Dawson Boyd fan, big sigh of relief there. Double play, the pitcher's best friend, and Eli Olson will say that right now.
Well,
here's Landon
that
Weber. Here's Landon Weber, pitches down low at the knees.
We have had four or five defensive plays I've circled that really, you know, could have changed the outcome of the game, or they did, in a positive way for the defense.
Landon Weber at the plate, pitches a strike.
That looks a little high. But
one ball, one strike to Landon Weber. Eagles down to their last out here. Season on the line.
You just need to find a way to get on, get that tying run on somehow.
Blackjacks lead 4-3. And the pitch is outside for ball two.
Bounced right off Grayson's glove. Gavin Meyer on deck. We saw him have a single his last time up.
Gotta give credit to the Blackjacks turning that double play. Colton Boffin to Hanson to Colin Olson.
Yeah.
Ooh. And
a last strike here. Now he just, he was unassisted. He took that and went right to second base himself, Colton did, and threw the call.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
He eliminated the middleman. Literally, one of the middle infielders.
Well, 2-2 count. Two outs. One more pitch here. Oh, no, time called.
I think Landon called time.
Okay.
He wants to make sure he's ready. 2-2 count here. He knows the season's on the line, and he has to get on base.
4-3, Blackjacks lead. Here's the pitch. And there's
shot.
A fly ball center field. Bo Johnson.
Oh, my gosh.
Makes the catch. Bo Johnson.
Wow. I got to circle that one. He came in from his center field position. Paul, I thought that was a no-brainer single. And he dove through the air and made a fantastic catch to end this game. Wow. Holy buckets.
That was a great game. It really was. It was an entertaining game. It had everything. And these guys are good friends, really, off the baseball field, aren't they?
Well, Paul, I circled the last three outs for Dawson. All were spectacular defensive plays. And if they don't make those, who knows what would have happened.
Yep. Well, there's your final. The Blackjacks move on. They'll play Saturday at 2:30, either against Mineota or Murray County Central, and that wraps up the Eagles season. We'll take a couple-minute break, come back to the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
When it comes to solid foundations, there's only one name you need to know. Wolfschlager Concrete. Whether it's a new driveway, a sleek patio, or a robust commercial foundation, Wolfschlager Concrete has you. Over 20 years of experience and a commitment to quality, our team delivers durable, reliable, and beautifully finished concrete every time. Commercial, agriculture, and residential. They do work in Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Jordan at 320-269-1182 or check out their Facebook page. That's Wolfschlager Concrete. Heather Floral and Greenhouse proudly serves Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison areas. We are committed to offering only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is friendly and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our professional staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That is why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Let Heather Floral and Greenhouse be your first choice for flowers. That's Heather Floral and Greenhouse in Montevideo,
Dawson, and Madison.
Bellingham Farmers Elevator is a full-service cooperative with agronomy, grain, feed, and petroleum. Bellingham Farmers Elevator celebrates May as National Beef Month and thanks their feed customers. Contact Bellingham Farmers Co-op at 320-568-2216 for more details about their feed mill in Bellingham. Ask about custom blends and delivery. Visit bellinghamfarmerscoop.com.
Time to head to MB Golf Cars in Hendricks, Minnesota. MB is your authorized club car distributor and one-stop shop for all your golf car needs. MB offers cars for the golf course, campground, and lake home or around the farm. MB has countless options for custom seats, wheels, and accessories specializing in rebuilt custom cars and new club car personal cars like the Onward. If you can imagine it, they can help you build it. They also offer rental cars for your special event and on-the-spot financing. Call 507-275-3564 or check them out on the web at nbgolfcars.com and like them on Facebook. Be sure to give them a call or make a visit to one of their three locations in Hendricks, Minnesota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Des Moines, Iowa.
Are you looking to go green without a house covered in solar panels or a wind turbine in your yard? Thanks to the Economic Recovery Act, there's a 30% renewable energy tax credit for homeowners that install qualifying water furnace geothermal comfort systems. Water furnace geothermal units use the clean, renewable energy found in your own backyard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. With no ugly outdoor equipment, it's the practical way to go green. Call B&B Electrical Contractor at 507-872-6837 today for a free estimate. Dave at Doug Service and Marine of Camby says, how do we stay small and sell big? It's simple. Years of experience. At Doug Service and Marine Incorporated, their mission is to offer you the latest in parts and products at the best prices and with outstanding service. They do ATV repairs, chainsaw service, lawnmowers. They are your small engine repair shop. Check out DougsMINC.com for all the information you'll need. That's Doug Service and Marine. They can be found along Highway 68 in Camby.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with Bart Hill. Your final score, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks end the La Caprile Valley season by a score of 4-3. Line scores read, La Caprile Valley 4 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. La Caprile Valley 3 runs on 4 hits and 3 errors in the game. Coach Darren Swenson meeting with his team here. Hopefully we can talk with Darren.
I sent out a word with a couple of the players that walked by to send them over, so hopefully they get that message in a short period of time.
Before we do anything, let's do a Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game part.
We're going to go with Holland Shocker. He was the designated hitter today. He picked up 2 hits. As a team, the Blackjacks only had 8, but he was 2-for-3. He scored their first run of the game, and he had a big RBI in the 6th inning to tie the game. So he was 2-for-3 with an RBI. And again, he was in that number 8 slot time and time again. The bottom of the order come through, and they did it today. And you know, the 6-through-9 hitters scored all 4 runs for the Blackjacks.
Oh, wow.
And they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. That's
wow.
Pretty impressive.
For the bottom of the order.
For the bottom of
absolutely.
The order.
Absolutely. Okay, that's our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game, designated hitter Holland Shocker. And our Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, we're going to do plays of the game,
bundle them together, because in the 6th inning with 2 outs and 2 on, Colin Olson made a tremendous scoop save on a ground ball, and if that gets by him, Lack of Parle would have tied the game. And then in the seventh inning, with a runner on base, Colton Bothan, he picked up the ball, ran over to second, touched that, threw it across the diamond for a double play. And if that's not enough, the last out of the game, center fielder Bo Johnson dove and caught it, made a tremendous stop on that play, and that ended the game. So the last four out for the Blackjacks were all web gems, and that's pretty impressive. And they needed every one of those in a one-run game.
Talk about the bottom of the batting order for Dawson Boyd. Holy smokes.
That, you know, I mentioned that when the game started. I said, you know, keep an eye on that, because the games that I've covered Dawson so far this year, you look down there, and there's a lot of black ink in those last four guys in the batting order, and there's a lot of 1Bs and 2Bs circled getting hits in there. And again, you got to speak volumes of that, and we'll ask Coach Swenson if he comes up here, but they had six hits and scored all four runs for the Blackjacks today, and that is just amazing. If you get that kind of production out of the bottom of your order, that's pretty impressive. So,
all right, so a 4-3 win, that ends the Eagles' season. Not sure we're going to talk with Coach Biergott or not, but we got a lot of good seniors on this team that played their last game.
Yeah, you look at that starting lineup for today. The leadoff hitter, Kymig, is a senior. The number two hitter, Patzer, he's a senior. The three hitter, Bjornelt, he's a senior. The four hitter, Weber, he's a senior. The seven hitter, Earp, he's a senior. The eight hitter and starting pitcher today, Matthew Arndt, he was a senior. And they got some seniors on the bench, and Tygan Alpress, Brendan Sherman, Baxter Koloff. So they are heavily senior laden in that starting lineup. And, you know, Paul, I want to talk about if those coaches and if Holland get over here in time, I want to talk about the job Matthew Arndt did, because Matt, we've seen him come in strictly as a relief pitcher this year, mostly as a relief pitcher. And, you know, sometimes they'll walk a couple guys in an inning, or maybe you strike out a guy in an inning, but he made it into the sixth inning, I believe, before Gavin Meyer came in to pitch. I'll get that official when he came in there. Yeah, in the fifth inning with two outs, and then Gavin Meyer came in to pitch. But he had only thrown like a low amount of pitches, and he had given up just, you know, four runs at the time, and it was pretty impressive. So,
all right, join us on the Neon Needles post-game show, Darren. You can't hear me? Okay, now how about if I do push the right, push the right button
now
there, Darren?
Now I got you, yeah. Now I got you.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
That was one heck of a game, yeah, wasn't it?
It always is. You know, we always have those games with Lock Parle, and, you know, that's what the exciting part is. It's a good game of baseball is what it is. Well, we were talking about the play of the game. We had to change it to the plays of the game, so I put a big square around your last four outs. We had that great scoop by Colin Olsen at first base to get you out of the sixth inning.
Yep.
The double play by your second baseman to get the first two outs, and then that diving catch by your center fielder to end the game.
Absolutely.
That is impressive.
That was good defense there, yes. I mean, Colin had a hell of a scoop there, you know, a low throw, and Ty even said that when he came in. He said, that was my bad, but, you know, Colton, he closed the second base, step on it, know what we're doing with the ball, and then Bo, he covered a lot of ground out there and made an awesome catch.
Well, there's one thing I want to talk about, and I mentioned it numerous times when I do your games. You're looking at your bottom of the order there. All your 6-9 hitters, all four runs, and they had six hits in there. That is amazing.
Yeah.
But I've seen that a lot this year, and I haven't covered all your games.
And you know, that's what we want to see. We want that bottom half to be the same as the top half.
Yep.
That's why we have the guys where we're at. You know, yep. It's just another the nine. Doesn't a nine, it's another one or two, and that's what we want to see. It's what coming from them. Yep.
Absolutely. Well, that was an impressive game all around. We're remarking how many great defensive plays there were by both teams. The relief pitcher came in at stressful times.
Yep.
And your relief pitcher, you know, Eli Olson, had all zeros through 2 1/3 innings and did not give up a hit or a run. Pretty
yep.
impressive by
yeah.
him.
You know, Colton, well, you know, awesome. If you done a few innings, one no-hitter that he threw this year, and you could tell that he can throw strikes, get the ball in play, and make good defense.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Well, I want you to talk about our player of the game here, Holland Schacher, who had two hits. He scored the first run, and he had an RBI to tie the game. So a heck of a job by him in that
Absolutely.
Number eight slot.
You know, that's the thing. You know, that's why we had Holland at the DH. You know, the bat's been hot lately, and that's why we have him in the game and fast on the path. We can run, score, do whatever we can.
Holland, I was just remarking to your coach when we were looking at this. That's the bottom four guys in your order. Four runs, six hits. So talk about it, since you're in that spot. I mean, you guys must have a tremendous amount of confidence knowing that you guys can put up some hits and put up some runs.
I mean, absolutely. And, I mean, that comes along with, you know, how tight we are together. You know, even if it's all nine guys together, I mean, we trust each other. We know what we can do. And, you know, it just adds to it when it's the lack of Barrel Dawson game. I mean, it just adds that little bit of extra, little extra oomph for all the guys that, you know, want to get in, make a difference. And, you know, if that happens to be the bottom four guys or top four guys or all nine guys together, you know, just go out there and do what we can do best we can. Right. And every way we know to do it.
Yeah, I was going to remark on that, too, with the rivalry, because when you guys would get a run, the crowd was going crazy. When they started to get a rally, they were going crazy, and it was just a back-and-forth thing. It's pretty impressive to watch as a fan.
That's what's exciting to play the game, though, too, before that.
Yeah.
You know, hearing all that,
absolutely,
cheering back and forth, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just either one of you can just talk about the double play, you know, in the seventh inning. That turned out to be a huge play. Hitter to get on in a one-run game. Of course, he gets plunked on the first pitch, and all of a sudden, whoa. But then that double play really took
that. That's when your nerves go way up, and you have a big lump in your throat thinking, okay, how are we going to get out of this? And luck enough, that ball went up the middle. Colton was over a little bit. He was able to take himself and get the double play. That was great.
Yeah. So, yep. Well, it's still a long road to go, but
absolutely,
like you said, you know, if you lose, there's no road left. You're done. So
yep,
you still have a chance, and that's a great thing. Congratulations to you both.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And good luck, and congratulations on being the player of the
game. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
We'll give it back to Paul and I here. We'll do some final wrap-ups here. I'm just going to run some quick line scores here. So for the Blackjacks, they had 4 runs, 8 hits, just committed 1 error. Ken Sather was 1 for 4. We had Nate Hansen. Bo Johnson was 1 for 3. Colin Olson was 2 for 3. Holland Schucker, as you mentioned, was 2 for 3. Eli Olson was 2 for 3. RBIs were Olson, Schucker, and Colton Bothan, and they scored 1 on an error in that game. And for the Eagles, they just had the 4 hits, 3 runs on 4 hits. They had 3 costly errors. But Dylan Keimig picked up a hit. We had Landon Weber picked up a hit. And then Tyler Earp picked up a hit. I'm missing one more someplace there.
I think the Eagles ended their season 11-8, something like that.
11-8. Gavin Meyer picked up a hit, right, too, as well. So,
and did you talk about the seniors?
Yes, I did. Okay. I did mention those. So,
all right. Well, that about wraps things up here, Bart, here at Irish Yard. I guess I thought we were going to be back here Saturday, but it says Yankee Field in Milroy.
Yeah, so if it changes, we'll let you know, but that's the plan. So Dawson Boyd will play the winner of Murray County Central in Mineota. They'll start in approximately a half hour, and you can listen on the radio, too.
No, we're not doing
that. No, I mean the Marshall guy?
Yep, I think he's here.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't see him.
Okay.
So yeah, Dawson Boyd will play at 2:30 Saturday at Yankee Field in Milroy. And you'll hear that baseball game right here on Q92. They either take on Mineota or Murray County Central. Sure. Bart, thanks for helping out.
Yeah, it was a great game. Boy, if you're a fan of baseball and you could care less who won, that was a fantastic game.
And we always enjoy coming to the...
That's right, we do.
All right, thanks to our fine sponsors. Thanks to UFP Mineota for being our premier sponsor for Section Sports. We appreciate that. And all of our other sponsors as well. And Phil back at the studio working the board. Thanks a lot for listening. Once again, your final score, Dawson Boyd 4, Lacaparo Valley 3. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Section Sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling, Wolfslager Concrete, Heather Nursery and Floral, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, NB Golf Cars, B&B Electrical Contractors, Duck Service Submarine, Appleton Area Health, Ryan Smith Seeds, CCM Health, Hoover Law Office, B. Johnson Electric, Grace Haven Assisted Living. Section Sports brought to you by Gistelson's Hardware, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Canby Meat Center, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Oz Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Chris Wodzinski for House, Lee Motor Company, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, City Hall Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Drewell Electric, Independent Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Farmers Grain, Tufte Auto and Sales, Klein Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Edward Jones and Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Cargill, Warren Tregestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prince Bank, Greater Community Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet, UFP Minneota, the Strand Agency, the Dreyer Doctors. Section Sports on Q92 also brought to you by Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Wow Auto Wash, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Lockbarrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Culligan, Purus, Trontossil Seeds, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, KB's Bar and Grill, House of Spirits, Mattress Barn, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Prairie Sun Bank, Pizza Electric Motor, Albert Insurance Agency, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance. Section Sports brought to you by Fixin Chiropractic, Ludvigs and Tiling, Froggett Auction and Real Estate, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, AGP, State Bank of Taunton, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Larson Tiling, American Surplus, Olson Dray Service, Minnesota West Community College, Dawson Dairy Queen, Citizens Alliance Bank, and Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows level off around 52 tonight under partly cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 82 tomorrow. Mainly clear tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 57. Bright sunshine expected Saturday with highs around 86. 89 Sunday. Looking at the long range, 93 Monday, 84 Tuesday, and 72 on Wednesday. Another look at the short range, a low of 52 tonight. We should top out at 82 tomorrow. Lows level off around 57 tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, probably on Q92 Country. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
That's the latest in news and Weather Eye weather here on 92.1 FM Q92. It's 7:04 here at KLQP FM. Great music for Rose and Ravillo, Odessa, and Corral. This is Q92 KLQP FM.